Hello, amazing kings and queens, and welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. I'm Cherie Hardy. It is always a pleasure to be able to share, to be able to learn and to grow and to evolve with you. And I want to start off with a critical reminder, and that is that our thoughts determine what we do, what we say, and what we become. I'm going to say that again. Everything begins with a thought. Everything you see manifested in the world started with a thought. And here's the thing that I don't think we learn. I'm an educator, and you know, we go to school, we teach children how to read and write and analyze literature many times, and do math and these kinds of things. But we don't teach people that they have the power to control which thoughts are going to play out in their heads. It's just like your television. If you were to cut on your television right now, you would probably pick up a remote control and you would determine which show is going to play out on that screen. We have that mental capacity to be able to determine what thoughts are going to play out in our minds. What thoughts we're going to rewind to and go back to the past. What thoughts we're going to fast forward to. That is how powerful our divine creator made our minds. And so when we want to change something in our lives, we have to first start with changing our thoughts. And sometimes that's not easy because the enemy just wants to get busy and pull us back into darkness or pull us back to some bad moment. But let me tell you, you can control whether or not you're going to ruminate over something that you cannot do anything about. The past, and I got to emphasize this, cannot be undone. It cannot be reversed. So don't rewind there. Start where you are. If you rewind to the past mentally, it is only after you have healed your thoughts. And this is why I do bad thought therapy. If you know the story, I've been an educator for over 30 years. At some point, I decided to leave education and I opened up a business. And I opened up my business intentionally. It was strategically in a very challenged area because I was trying to create a change, be an agent of light. But I met so many people who were hurting. And I was like, God, okay, tell me what to do. I have to at least make the effort to share some things that you have taught me over the years. And that's how bad thought therapy came about. And the number one thing that I learned as I talked to people from all over the world, all over different walks of life, different socioeconomic backgrounds and educational levels and religions, I learned that people's lives were a result of what they were thinking. And it almost goes without saying, but sometimes we need to have that metacognition. We need to think about what we're thinking. We need to realize, okay, my life is the way it is because of what I thought. And because of what I thought, I said certain things. I did certain things. I became certain things. And if I had the control to create the reality that I have now, then I have the control to change that reality if I want to. Here's some more things. Our thoughts are directly responsible for what is happening, our reality. Our thoughts are mental guides. They lead us to light or they seduce us into darkness. Here's the question. Where are your thoughts taking you? The remote control is in your hand. You determine if a negative thought is going to play out over and over in your mind, or you determine if you want to change the channel and think about something that is constructive, that is positive, that is uplifting, and what I'm going to talk about today, what is encouraging. Because no one is forcing you to think a negative thought. Unless a person has like a really severe chemical imbalance, 99% of people don't have that though. So we are able to control whether or not we're going to allow darkness to play out in our minds, or if we're going to change the channel and focus on the good, focus on something that is uplifting and inspirational. It's a choice. We determine the thoughts. that we have. And so that's what I want to just emphasize as I do these podcasts. I just want to talk about how we can transform. Because one of the things that we don't learn in school either is that we have the power to create. God gave us innately, it's intrinsic. We have the power to create things that we want in our lives. And again, it starts with a thought. But if we are living in chaos, we can create peace. It is going to take some action, but it first begins with the thought. And then we can take the action to transform that situation. If we want to create light, because we're dealing with darkness, we can. I know many of you have probably seen these people on crime shows, and when they're in that interrogation room and the officers are questioning them and interrogating them, like, why did you do this or why did they do that? And they may say something like, well, I heard a voice and the voice told them to do something really evil. Do you know they didn't have to listen to that voice? You don't have to listen to a negative voice. You could tell that voice to shut up. You could tell that voice to go jump in a lake. You do not have to be seduced by those whispers of the enemy that is encouraging you to do something that in the end is not only going to hurt you, but probably hurt the people who love you the most. So I just want you to remember that. I don't want you to ever forget that. And we're going to keep going. And if you're new to Bad Thought Therapy, I want to say welcome. I am so happy that you have joined me and us, because it's going to be a community. And for those of you who are tuning in again, I cannot say thank you enough. If I said thank you a million times, it really wouldn't be enough. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to my budding YouTube channel. Also, if you can, connect with me on social media. Let's start with a quote. And I'm going to keep doing some quotes and scriptures throughout. But here's one. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. That was by Winston Churchill. How do we continue? We continue usually with encouragement. Encouragement that God is going to be with us, that God is going to guide us, that God is going to heal us. Encouragement that we know that the sun always comes out after a storm. It never just storms 365 days out of the year. Because even after there's a storm, the sun and a rainbow will come out. And in fact, sometimes, whether we know it or not, God sends the rain to make his flowers grow. So don't forget that. We're going to do encourage yourself as a part of Short and Sweet. Short and Sweets, remember, these are the messages that I get sent to my cell phone every morning. And the author is unknown, but these messages are just so incredibly empowering sometimes, and to the point where I said, okay, I got to do a video for this one because it was just that good. So hang in there with me. Let's keep going. Before I read the message for today, the short and sweet message, encourage yourself, here's another great, great quote by Goethe. Correction does much, but encouragement does more. You know, my last couple of episodes, I talked a lot about failure and how to respond to failure or how to respond to falling. Every single person falls. Every single person makes a mistake. Every single person gets it wrong sometimes. And it's good to get correction, but I can tell you, this is such a powerful, simple quote. It's so much better when someone encourages us and just reminds us that we can be better, that things can improve, and God can do anything. You know, your mess can be transformed into a message. Your trouble can be turned into treasure. Your obstacles can be overcome by opportunities. I can just keep going. And that happens so many times when people just get just a little bit of encouragement. A little bit of encouragement goes a long way. And today's message is encourage yourself. It's good when we are blessed to have family members and friends or colleagues that are very encouraging and just can bring some light. But sometimes you need that encouragement and nobody is there. And it's just you and God, and you have to encourage yourself. So don't forget that. And that encouragement, just, you see, what happens is, and I've talked about this a lot, and I use this as an illustration for my students. You know, if I were to take a glass and I would put water in that glass and I would say to you what's in the glass, if you saw water, you would say water. And if I said, well, okay, is tea in there? Is orange juice in that glass or apple juice? And you would say no, because it's not there. So when I pour out of that glass, the only thing that can come out is water, because water is in there. This is why it is so important for you to encourage yourself and to put good things in you. Because when it cannot come out of us if it's not in us. If good is not in you, it cannot come out. If wisdom is not in you, it cannot come out. If hope is not in you, you won't have it. So when you encourage yourself, you are putting good thoughts in you, because remember, our thoughts determine what we're going to say, what we're going to do, and what we're going to become. And that is why it is so important to encourage yourself. Take ownership, 100% ownership of your life. This is transformational. And it's hard sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's so easy to look at other people and what they've done or what they've said. But no, if they did not put a gun to your head or a knife to your throat, then you have to take full ownership and say, you know what, I allowed them to do that. Or here's where it gets real deep. Even if they did do all of that, you decide that you're going to live a certain way no matter what. And you have to put it in you, the courage inside of you, the hope inside of you, the wisdom inside of you. Put it in so that it can come out. It will come out through what you're saying. It'll come out what you're doing. And this is why it is so important for us to make a personal connection with the Most High God. I've been talking about this the last couple of episodes, but if you've been following me all along since I started my podcast, or you just know me personally, you know that the number one most important thing we can do is have a relationship with God. And God pours into us and it gets inside so that it can come out. What we watch is how things get in us. What we're listening to, the people that we are around, the places that we go, all of these things determine what is inside of us. And this is why so many people, when you're looking at the world and you're like, why is there so much evil in the world? Because people are just putting in, they're just pouring it in. They're pouring in all the perversion. They're pouring in the violence by what they're listening to, what they're watching. All of this is getting in. So they cannot be the best. We can't be our best if we're putting in toxicity spiritually. And that's why it's so important to put encouraging things in you, positive things, things of hope, things of wisdom, uplifting things, inspirational things that cause you to act as they act as a catalyst for you to do something better, do something different. That's so critical. Correction is good, and that's a good quote. I love Goethe, but encouragement does so much more. So don't forget that. And we're about to jump right into this message. All right, here is the meat and gravy of our message today. When you're in tough times, you can complain and talk about the problem, but that's not encouraging to anyone, especially to yourself. One person who hears every word you say is you. They go out of your mouth and back into your ears. If you hear them long enough, they will take root in your spirit. You believe what you say about yourself more than what anyone else says. There's nothing more powerful than you speaking encouragement over your own life. Do not verbalize the negative. Don't give those thoughts life by speaking them out. Instead of talking about how you may feel insecure, unqualified, or intimidated, say what God says about you. I can do all things through Christ. I am strong in the Lord. I am equipped, empowered, and anointed. You may feel just the opposite, but keep speaking victory, and that encouragement will take root inside. Over time, you will start to feel strong, confident, and well able. You'll see favor, new doors opening, and God taking you where you never imagined. Here's our prayer for today. Father, thank you for the power my words can have to bring encouragement to others and also to me. Thank you that I can put discouragement behind me and say what you say about me. I am going to keep speaking words of victory, favor, and blessing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Woo, this was so powerful. And I love the way it started. We can talk about the problem all day and all night, but it will not change anything. And I've been there. I tell you, I've been there when I'm just like, okay, this is really irritating me and I'm frustrated. Like, how am I going to deal with this? But there are solutions. And that's the power that we have to change the channel and shift the focus to the solutions and encourage yourself and tell yourself things are going to get better. Things are going to be beyond that you could ever imagine or think. And you have to put that in you. Again, it cannot come out through your words or your behavior. It cannot come out if you don't put it in. So you have to work through it. Sometimes it's a workout because sometimes, you know, we are human. A part of our humanity and our carnality is that negativity comes to us. And we have the choice to either let it settle and make a home, or we have the ability to just kick it out. And that's what you have to do by putting in these good thoughts and encouraging thoughts and positive thoughts. That means that these dark thoughts cannot dwell there. Those dark thoughts and negative things that pop up in your head, they're unwelcome guests. And you have to kick them out. You would not let anybody just pop in your house and settle into your personal space. You would have that person get out. You might find some very interesting ways to get them out. And we got to be that bold and strong and encourage yourself and put that positive stuff in you. And things are going to happen. You know, I've one of the things that I wrote about 20 years ago, my first book, that God does not change life. He changes us. There are just some things in life that every single human being is going to go through. There's all of us, regardless of our race, our religion, our socioeconomic status, how we look. There are things that people go through. It's a variation, and God doesn't change life. Those things have a purpose. He changes us. It's all about how you respond. But get connected. Get connected with the Most High God and stay connected. I use the analogy. You're going to hear this again. I'm sorry for being redundant for those of you listening. But this laptop, it is unplugged. And if I don't plug it up after a certain point, it's shutting off. And we're the same way. We must stay connected to the source of power. This is his bad thought therapy I'm trying to give you. You got to stay connected to the source of power to be strong. And sometimes it's something you have to work through, because initially you may have the negative thought. You may have, you know, anger may try to come in, resentment, hopelessness, ingratitude, but you can resist. You resist that. Remember, you have the ability to determine what thoughts are going to play out in your mind, just like a mental remote control. You say stop. Sometimes I have to stop. I say stop aloud. If, you know, this thought, you know, I have a flashback, I don't know what it is, but sometimes I can have like a random flashback of something from the past that was very painful or uncomfortable. And if I let myself play that out, I can find myself feeling frustrated again and disappointed and even anger. And I have to say no, because guess what that anger does? It eats up the person who is holding it. Guess what bitterness does? It's like a cancer. It spreads through the person who is holding it. And that's why I start saying, God, I release this. Whatever that person has done, that's between you and that person. You are my judge. You are my attorney. You are my doctor, whatever the case may be. But you got to let this stuff go, and you have to release it, because if you don't, it will eat you up. And I'm so glad that the medical community is talking more about how stress and negative situations and negative thoughts do impact our health. There's a connection with the brain and emotions and the body. There is a connection there. And so that's why we got to be so careful that we encourage ourselves and not let this negative stuff eat us up, because it can. It's easy to happen on our jobs, sometimes with the people that we love the most. And you have to release that and say no, and give up. You know, lately I've noticed, I watch, movies sometimes, and when I was off, you catch up on my little movies. And a lot of movies are made about revenge. A lot of people just get fixated on, I got to get back. And that can be, I can imagine that can be so consuming and negative inside your body. Let that go. Turn the channel. Press the stop button. Encourage yourself. I know that God, not what I'm thinking, I don't think this, I know this, God is the best judge you could ever have. You don't have to worry about people if they did something to you. You don't have to try to, get them back. He says vengeance belongs to him. Let me tell you, he would do a better job. Let him handle people. Bless and release and get those toxic thoughts out of you, and don't let yourself replay bad experiences, even those that you did to yourself. Because so often we get all, fixated on what somebody else did, but we have hurt ourselves as well, and we must learn how to forgive ourselves as well as others and let that go, because it is what's causing us not to be the best that we can be. So beautiful people, thank you again for listening. There's one more slide. There's a scripture that goes with today's message. Again, I just want you to know I'm grateful that you're listening, that we're connected. Again, let me know if you're doing something special. I want to support it if I can. I can do a post if that'll help. I don't have a really big social media following, but that's okay, because if I know, I can pray, I can share with one or two people, and it could make a difference. All right, here was the scriptural reference for today's message. Encourage yourself. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Ephesians 4:29. And don't forget, when you speak something, whatever comes out of your mouth comes back to you. It echoes right back to your ears. So that's why you want to watch what you're saying. You want to pause. Bad thoughts can come to our mind, and we don't have anything to do with it. I don't know why. But, this is a very important word. But we control what thoughts are going to stay in our minds and grow. The negative thoughts are like weeds. If you're a gardener, you know what I'm talking about. They will soak up the nutrients from the good plants. So you got to pull those weeds out. You got to stop them from growing. And you have to be intentional, and you have to have this awareness. And once you change your thoughts, you will change what you say, you will change what you do, and it will change who you become. Well, this concludes this message. I want to thank you for watching and listening. I'm Sheree Hardy, and don't forget, you can go to badthoughttherapy.com for more great audios. When I first started, everything was audio, but now, because of YouTube, I have a few slides, but please connect with me. I appreciate you. God bless you and keep you. Have a great evening.